Okay, beer me.
It's Beer 30 with Brad and Ben of Sports Meets Beer. This is the Danny Wright Show.
97.7, The River.
All right, it's Beer 30. I've got Brad from Sports Meets Beer in studio. Wow.
This is only the second time I've been in here since you moved all the way over here, so it feels still very...
Second time in 3 years? That's pretty wild. We've been here for 3 years.
Holy crap, that feels crazy to me.
Now I'm offended that you don't come by and visit more.
Well, you keep sending me a Zoom link, which seems pretty clear messaging on your part, my guy.
Take a hit. God. All right, today we have one from Iron Ox Brewing Company in Santa Rosa. We were just saying before we went on that they're always really good with their names and logos and colors and labels. This is Hadouken West Coast IPA. It is 6.9% ABV, and that word is basically from Street Fighter and Ryu. That's the who is on the label here. Well, an ox version of
bovine you, perhaps. I don't even know if that's what an oxen is. I mean, it's part of the bovine family.
I think so.
No, it's not zoology 30. Let's move on. So Iron Ox, one of our favorites. We've had some great beers from these guys. As we go into our AATMF, which of course is the appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, and finish. It's not a hazy, but it's not clear either. I would say it's lightly filtered.
Yeah,
lightly filtered. You could see your hand through the glass,
but it's dark like a West Coast. You would anticipate it to be.
Yes, agreed. What are we getting with our first little sniffs here?
Your favorite word came to mind immediately.
I know.
Yeah, it's dank. It is definitely dank.
It is, and they say that on the can too. You're going to get a, what do they say? You're going to get a blast of danky cannabis hitting like a surge fist.
There you go.
Yeah, which is true. But I don't find it to be. I mean, the word is what annoys me.
Right.
I don't find the nose to actually be off-putting. It's there's also like a little bit of that like orange, sweet orange Julius that we reference often. It's just kind of a funny way for us to just say there's that sweet orange, some of that orange oil, not so much of the orange pith per se.
The taste is also dank.
Yeah, it's definitely consistent from aroma to sip to mouthfeel.
It might be one of the most consistent nose to mouthfeel to taste ratios ever.
Yeah.
It literally tastes exactly how it smells.
I wouldn't necessarily have identified this immediately, but then I just looked at the can and said, you're going to get notes of pineapple. And I'm like, oh, yeah. There is a little bit of pineapple in this. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I do get that a little bit. The thing that I appreciate the most about this beer is the bitterness of it. It almost feels like something about the bitterness of it makes this feel like a heavier beer. But at 6.9% for an IPA, it's like right in the wheelhouse.
Yeah.
But it makes it feel like a boozy dryness, which I actually appreciate. Because if it didn't have that, it would feel slick and overly sweet. And I think the bitterness here is creates great balance. It's the first, as you get to the finish, that's where it really starts to deviate from. I don't want to say it's one-noted because that's not fair. It's just that consistency, it starts to deviate towards the back of the palate and the way it finishes. And I think it makes for a great sip. It makes for a great sort of drink.
Yeah, I mean, if you want something really hoppy but don't want an 8% beer, this is it. This is the way to do it.
Yeah, yeah. I do think this sort of dry bitterness towards the end of this, it allows some of the fruit, the pineapple, the orange, the passion fruitiness of this, it allows that to sort of show back up in the end, and that's kind of what lingers. It's great. This is a great, great West Coast IPA. I like it a lot.
They are one of the more consistent local breweries, I must say. Iron Ox Brewing in Santa Rosa. So, thumbs up then, yeah?
Yeah, definitely thumbs up. I'm having more than one of these. I'm looking for this on the shelf.
Yeah.
This is a great IPA. I appreciate what they've accomplished here. This is a great beer.
And as always, the imagery and the logos and the colors and their cans are always top-notch, too. So, pretty cool. You'll definitely see it on the store shelves if you're looking at the beers. It'll stand out for sure.
Yeah, we talked. We just kind of said, you know, there's always great imagery from all the local guys. You go into an Oliver's or a Bottle Barn or a BevMo or whatever and look at some of the... There is some bad packaging out there.
Oh, for sure.
There is some bad packaging. We are very fortunate with some of our local guys, Iron Ox, Fog Belt, Barrel Brothers, those guys.
Yeah.
They do a great job with this stuff. And I think this holds up. And you'll see it on the shelf. You should reach for it. It's great.
Yeah. All right, so that's Hadouken West Coast IPA. You're welcome. From Iron Ox, you can check out this beer 30 and all the others at 977theriver.com and on the River app, and check out Sports Meets Beer. All right, Brad, we're going to do football picks here pretty soon, so get ready.
Do you have my certificate ready? That's the question.
I was going to wait for a more formal ceremony.
Okay, that's fine. As long as it's ready for the day that it's supposed to be presented for what I think will be my third championship.
Yes. Might even be your fourth, actually.
You know what, man? I remedial math is something that I had to deal with. So counting above two is a challenge for me.
Between three and four, we think.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.